Hello and welcome to Radio Omniglot. I'm Simon Eger and this is Celtic Pathways, a podcast in which we explore connections between Celtic languages and look for words with Celtic roots in other languages. In this episode, we're looking at words for bards, poets and related people. In Proto-Celtic, one word for bard was bardos, which comes from the Proto-Indo-European gwyrthos from gwerth, meaning to express approval, praise or elevate. Descendants in modern Celtic languages include bard, meaning poet, bard or scold in Irish, bard, meaning poet, versifier, bard or rhymer in Scottish Gaelic, bard, meaning poet or bard in Manx, bardd, meaning poet, bard, literary person, author, prophet, philosopher or priest in Welsh, bardd, meaning bard or poet in Cornish, and bardd, meaning bard or poet in Breton. The English word bard was borrowed from Scottish Gaelic in the 15th century. The Proto-Celtic word bardos was borrowed into Latin as bardus, meaning bard, which became bard in French, and bardo or bardu in Italian, Spanish and Portuguese. The Proto-Celtic word welles means seer or poet. It comes from the Proto-Celtic welleti, to see, from the Proto-Indo-European well, to see. Descendants in modern Celtic languages include fille, meaning poet, songmaker, lyricist, satirist or scold, in Irish, filly, meaning minstrel or poet, traditionally a member of one of the seven ranks of poets, all of which were above the bard in Scottish Gaelic, so there must mean at least six, seven names for different kinds of poets, and filly, meaning poet in Manx. Words for to see in Welsh, gweld, Cornish, gweles, and Breton, gwelet, come from the Proto-Celtic gweleti, as do parts of the verb to be in Irish, will, Scottish Gaelic, veil, and Manx, vel. Apparently they came from the imperative form of the verb, and the meaning shifted from see to there is to is. The Swedish word leta, meaning to search or look for, comes from the same Proto-Indo-European root, as is well, to see, as does the word late, meaning to seek, search for, or inquire, which is found or was found in some UK dialects of English, apparently. You can find a transcript of this podcast, links to further information and other podcasts at radio.omniglot.com. I also write about words, etymology and other language-related things on blog.omniglot.com, and I explore connections between Celtic languages in more detail at omniglot.com/celtiadir, or why not visit omniglot.com, the online encyclopedia of writing systems and languages. Don't forget to subscribe to and or follow this podcast where you can, and please leave a like or comment if you'd like to, and tell your friends about it. Thank you for listening, and goodbye.